This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here on Auto World in this hour of the broadcast. We're going to be joined momentarily by the publisher of Consumer Guide, Mr. Tom Appel, one of our regular contributors here on the broadcast. We're going to talk about some of the vehicles that the folks at the Consumer Guide have driven recently and also about some really cool articles that Tom and his crew have put together. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the regular number. It's 855-660-4261. Or email bob@autoworldradio.com. When you get a chance, check out my website, autoworldradio.com. And don't forget to support all the sponsors on your local radio station, all the sponsors here on the network, and of course, my great sponsors, including J.C. Whitney, McAllister's, PaintUcation, and AMSOIL, in particular, OilHelp.com and TheLubePage.com. Those are the real important ones, and the Old Car Guy as well. Don't forget to take care of my sponsors so I can continue to take care of you guys each and every week. Right now, let's go to the Windy City of Chicago and bring forth the man himself. He's one of our regular contributors, and he's one of the favorites here on the show, Mr. Tom Pell. Welcome back to Auto World. How you doing, Tom?
I am good. Happy Father's Day, sir.
Happy Father's Day to you as well.
Thank you.
In the first hour, I was talking a little bit about my dad was a little bit of a car guy, and he liked Oldsmobiles, and I know he bragged that my parents were older, not unlike myself, so my dad had one of the first hydromatic Oldsmobiles, like a 4188. I know when my parents got married, he had an Olds 98, but my mom turned him over to a Ford to become a Ford person. So growing up, we had a couple of Galaxy 500 convertibles and then a bunch of Thunderbirds, 68, 71, 73, 79, 82, and 85, with the low point being the 82.
Oh, yeah.
And the 85, which I inherited. How about your dad? Was your father a car guy?
My father was not exactly a car guy. He had a love-hate relationship with cars. One of the great features of my life as a kid was that my dad worked 5 minutes from home. So my father never really needed a car during the week, and he hated so much having to pay to get a car fixed. So he would fix cars himself, even if he didn't know how to do it. And he famously rebuilt the transmission in a 79 Thunderbird in our driveway, walking to work every day for a month while he finally got that done. But he didn't pay anyone else to do it. It was fabulous.
Amazing. How about grandparents? Did you have the opportunity to know either one of your granddads, and were either one of those folks car people?
I never knew my grandfathers, but I had a step-grandfather who was just an awesome guy. He was a great patriarch in our family, and he had a Mustang, a black Mustang, and I can't tell you much about that Mustang because no one in my family remembers, and he sold it when I was very young, but I thought it was the greatest car in the world. It was a black car with a red interior, and he was uncommonly sporty in the family to have such a flashy car.
Yes, a flamboyant car. Very good. And we'll leave that out there for folks if you'd like to chime in via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com, via the phone, 855-660-4261. Was your dad a car guy? Your granddad, was he a car guy? You want to tell us a car story about an uncle's car or dad's car or grandfather's car? We'd love to hear from you. Let's talk about some 2017 models which have rolled through the garage at Consumer Guide, including the 2017 Toyota Highlander Limited all-wheel drive vehicle. Another example of a vehicle that has certainly grown in size.
Yeah, the Highlander is so much bigger these days. And it's one of those interesting vehicles that I think that it makes so little news it gets overlooked, because it is absolutely one of the best vehicles in its class. And it, the pricing is right. It's right around mid-pack in pricing. The fuel economy is good. But what Toyota doesn't get enough credit for is that 3.5-liter V6 automatic transmission combination, which is just silky smooth. It's really luxury car stuff. And it is luxury car stuff. It shows up in Lexuses, several Lexus models. But, yeah, we continually and perennially make the Highlander a best buy, and for good reason. And this car just came through the office. This is basically a loaded example, and it's very nice. It's almost a luxury vehicle.
Yeah, and it looks like you guys gave this really good marks across the board, including for large folks, big guys, and for tall guys, an A rating for both.
Yeah, yeah, and again, for people who don't know, I'm a very big guy side to side, and our guy Damon Bell is 6'6", so we figure we're going to make use of these attributes as much as we can. We rate every vehicle on a big and tall guy basis, and we think that's something unique we bring to the market.
Absolutely, and let's see, fuel economy 22.8 miles per gallon. That's certainly not bad for an all-wheel drive crossover, and certainly, like you say, kind of right in the heart of the marketplace there, $44,514. That was the price as tested. You can check it out at the blog, The Daily Drive, at consumerguide.com. Let's move on to some other vehicles that you guys have driven in recent times. Seems like I noticed one that I haven't seen yet. I haven't even seen one on the road, but it was featured in the sister publication to Consumer Guide, that being Collectible Automobile. And I'm talking about the Range Rover Evoque convertible. I'm a big fan of the Evoque. I very much like it. I did not like at all Nissan's attempt at doing a convertible version of their Murano. I've yet to see this one, since I have been under the weather and haven't been to the major auto shows in the last year. But they've done a better job stylistically. But did you guys actually have one in house and have the opportunity to test it?
No, we didn't have one through the house. We've seen one at several events. And you're exactly right. Unlike the Nissan Murano Cross Cab, which was the most bizarre styling exercise I've ever seen that actually made it to market, the Evoque convertible is surprisingly attractive. There's something about the linear lines that works so well. And when you pull off the greenhouse, you have this very kind of muscular-looking little roadster. It's a good-looking thing. It's also the only... It's one of the... I guess you can get a two-door Evoque. You never see them on the road, but this is one of the ways you can go ahead and do that. But Collectible Automobile Magazine, our sister publication, has made this a future collectible. We don't see them on the road. They're not selling especially well, and we suspect that someday people are going to be looking for these.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, the Evoque is a good vehicle, and if you want something unusual, this is certainly something that is without question going to be thought of as a future collectible. You put together a great little story here that talks a little bit about your mom when she was a younger woman. It's called Farfik Nugan and Four Other Obnoxious Automotive Marketing Terms. Boy, I remember that Volkswagen line, Farfik Nugan. What were they thinking?
I don't know. And full disclosure, I had a Farfik Nugan sticker in the window of my 85 Volkswagen Scirocco. But I was a brand guy in those days. I just loved Volkswagen, and I was proud of it. But that campaign just went on for far, far too long.
It definitely did. When we come back, we'll tell you about more funky ones like Farfik Nugent and more test drives. This is Auto World.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
They wake me up every morning. Their tails are always wagging. They're just running constantly and chasing, you know, shadows and sticks. Their coats are much better. They're very happy dogs. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.com.
I have three dogs, golden retrievers. And I make their own food, ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops. It takes a few minutes every week. Before the Dynavite, they were overweight. They slept all the time, so now they jump all over me when I'm putting it in their bowls. They're crazy about this food, and their vet said that it's so much healthier for them. Go check out Rescue Dogs. They're just waiting to be loved. Get them started on this Dynavite diet, the health food for animals, and you'll see amazing results.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Farfik Nugent, do you remember that term? It was utilized by Volkswagen for a marketing campaign that went on for quite a bit of time. Tom Appel is with us, publisher of Consumer Guide. And Tom, has written a great article here called Farfik Nugent and Four Other Obnoxious Automotive Marketing Terms. And Tom, you mentioned that you were really into Volkswagens, and matter of fact, had one of these stickers on a Scirocco back in the 1980s. What did it exactly mean, Farfik Nugent? It was supposed to be the idea behind it, sportiness, quality. What were they trying to invoke with the Farfik Nugent? What does it translate to, do you know?
As a German, I'm not 100% convinced this is true, but it was supposed to be driving pleasure, and it was a fake German compound word that I suppose actually did mean that, and Volkswagen did a pretty convincing job of getting the brand loyalists on board with this program, and I could kind of get what Volkswagen was after. Volkswagens, if people, anyone who knows them or loves them knows that they're a little bit more, especially in those days, a little more than the sum of their parts. They were fun to drive. And they were trying to capture that element and trying to brand that and sell that. And I think it fell flat with anyone who didn't really care about Volkswagens.
Very true. Let's talk about some of the other obnoxious ones. Art and science. This is a term that Cadillac has thrown around for quite some time, kind of describing their chiseled, edgy designs. But, now they're becoming a little bit more rounded, and art and science may be out the window, but it is kind of a dumb term.
It's a weirdly strange term, and they're still using it. They used it when they launched the first Cadillac CTS way back when, and it was a definable look. I mean, a lot of flat planes and sharp edges and creases and very pronounced grills. I give them credit for having actually created a look that I think people can point to and say, hey, that's a Cadillac. But, yeah, they've dragged this whole thing a little too long now. And as you mentioned, they seem to be slowly drifting away from that look anyway.
Another one comes from Honda, and this is a real head shaker. Earth Dreams Technology. This is an umbrella brand covering most of the automaker's drivetrain technologies. Boy, they could have done a whole lot better than that. Earth Dreams. What were they trying to do? Get the greenies in the pack, so to speak?
Yeah, I think that obviously they're reaching for some sort of eco-friendly thing there, but it's a very strange term, and I think it's counterproductive. When you think of Honda and you think of Honda engines, most people can think of racing or just really Honda engines are great. No one's going to laugh at the technology, but to brand this with this very strange and very vague term that may or may not be eco-friendly is a little bizarre, and I think it doesn't help them do what they're trying to do.
It's interesting. Lexus, for so many years had their tagline in advertising was the relentless pursuit of perfection. And then when us automotive journalists labeled a lot of their vehicles as kind of bland, vanilla, and somewhat boring, they changed it to the passionate pursuit of perfection. But in more recent times, More recent times, 2003, they started throwing around a term, which is really dumb, called L-finesse.
Yeah. First of all, the relentless pursuit of perfection is something I could completely agree with. Lexuses are very well built, and I think a lot of attention went into build quality and ride quality and just making those vehicles very, very refined, and that's great. And as you mentioned, they were a little dull. I think a lot of people thought they were dull, and they had a hard time reaching people in the marketplace who didn't appreciate the level of quality. Without it, so much so, as you mentioned, they threw the word passion into the tagline, but they started branding their styling, and they did it ahead of the point where the styling actually got interesting. And that's not to say good, just interesting. But they branded it L-finesse, which is just, I don't know. There wasn't a lot of finesse to it. And then now Lexus, of course, has the spindle grille, and it's as they've mentioned, it's at least controversial. People are now talking about Lexus styling. But what the weird thing is that they bridged that gap from the very dull to the very extroverted and controversial and still use the term L-finesse, which clearly indicates nothing.
It clearly does. Another term. Mazda, one thing that's difficult as a radio host, I know over the years, in recent times, Mazda has used a lot of Japanese words for their design language. Off the record or on the record, it used to drive me crazy, you know, at some of the auto shows, trying to get the correct pronunciation of the, you know, this Japanese term for design language. I always thought that was a little bit funky, but you're absolutely correct in SkyActiv technology. This is the engine and vehicle architecture elements of its fuel economy, increasing technology, using conventional internal combustion engines, but it really doesn't make any sense at all.
No, it doesn't. This is one of those weird eco reaches, like the Honda Earth Dreams thing, and the SkyActiv suite of technology is very real. Their high compression ratio engines really work, and they're really great. And their efforts to lighten the architecture of their vehicles really works. This is just a silly brand name to slap onto that really substantial effort. And again, they're reaching for what Honda is reaching for, and they're trying to come up with a name that sticks in people's minds. But I look at this, and I really want to stick a letter E on the back of it, because SkyActiv without an E is troubling.
Very good. Let's talk about another new vehicle that you guys have driven in recent times, and that is the 2017 Acura MDX Sport Hybrid. I generally like Acura vehicles, and I know when it comes to your yearly picks, Acura tends to do quite well. What was the experience like in this particular model, Tom?
Yeah, and it was as you might expect. This was they call it. They're using the word sport hybrid, and I think that that's a very interesting point. The MDX is one of our best buys, and they've recently applied hybrid technology to it. And this is stuff that they've grabbed off of, and they love talking about this off their NSX supercar. And there's elements of that drivetrain that appear here. It uses torque vectoring, which is a very nice thing that you can do with electric motors more easily than you can with gasoline-derived power. But the whole package works very well. It's very sporty. The hybrid does help with fuel economy. It doesn't affect the drivetrain to some extent that you wish that it wasn't there. And the good news is the fuel economy was pretty good. We got close to, I think it was 26, 27 miles per gallon, which is nice. It's not as fuel efficient as something like the Lexus RX 450H, but it is far sportier. So you're kind of making a conscious decision here if you were cross-shopping those two vehicles. Do I want to go really fuel efficient and really refined, or do I want to have a little fun with the vehicle? And Acura is at the fun end of that scale.
And when you look at, again, Acura does really, really good things with their interiors and with their electronics. This is an advanced package model, topping the scales at $58,975. Gets a little pricey, but straight A's again for big guys and tall guys, so that's not to be overlooked. We'll take a pit stop. When we come back on the other side, more fun with our good friend Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide. I'm Bob Long. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries. And Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022. Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Oh, you better watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
I'm telling you, Howlin' Wolf didn't have to worry about art and science, divine design language. That's something that we've been hit with in more recent times. Tom Appel is with us from Consumer Guide, one of our regular contributors. And Tom, before we go any further, why don't we make sure that you tell the folks all about all the great things that can be had simply by logging on to consumerguide.com.
Yeah, we're really two different websites, but you can get to both from each. We are consumerguide.com. That is our full-service new car and used car review site. Please come and visit us if you're looking for a new car or used car, or just want to check on some old car specs. Also, we are CG Daily Drive. That's short for Consumer Guide, dailydrive.com. That's our blog. We try to have some fun with car news, look back at old cars. And of course, all of our in-depth, long-form car reviews also end up there just because we have the space.
And I know, Tom, you've shared with us that earlier in your professional career that you worked a bit in radio, and I think it's really cool that you guys have a regular feature where you give a couple of Chicago radio legends the opportunity to get behind some new vehicles. And just recently, Steve and Johnny got behind the wheel of the 2017 Ford Escape Titanium. These are always very entertaining.
Yeah, thank you for watching. Oh, Steve and Johnny are awesome. They were the overnight hosts at WGN Radio in Chicago for decades, and they love music and they love cars. They love to talk about cars, and I used to do that with them on a monthly basis. It was always great doing that overnight, being on the air at 4 in the morning. It was something both strange and wonderful.
So true.
They now produce these great review videos. They all come out in 5 to 7 minutes or so, and it's funny to listen to like classically trained DJs do voiceovers on a video because they sound so darn good. But the great reviews, they're really valuable information. They do a great job of it, and those are all on our site. Please check them out.
Absolutely. Talking more about future collectibles, this is just great stuff. You guys have an article up and available in the December 2016 issue of Collectible Automobile about the 2016-17 Cadillac ATS-V. Yeah, I had one of these as a press vehicle a year or so ago and was very impressed with it. It's certainly kind of the baby brother to the CTS-V, which I absolutely love. I found this one to be a little bit more rough around the edges, let's put it that way. I found that if you monkeyed with the with stuff that you shouldn't be monkeying with, stuff like traction control and some of the safety aids, that this vehicle could get you into trouble really fast. But it's a good-looking vehicle, and no doubt about it, it is a future collectible.
Yeah, interesting vehicle. Unlike the BMW M, perhaps it wasn't quite as balanced as it could be. They just stuffed a whole lot of engine under the hood, and they did a nice job doing it. The car was very quick, and the drivetrain was spectacular. That was Cadillac's very refined 3.6-liter V6 with a pair of turbochargers attached to it. That engine can also be found in the XTS, the bigger front-drive vehicle, which is all-wheel drive when that engine's attached to it. Yeah, but our guys at Collectible Automobile have picked this as a future collectible. There aren't that many of them out there, and I think that someday people are going to be looking back on these things and wishing they had them, driving up the value.
Here's an interesting story looking back in time that you put up in late May. I had forgotten about this. Of course, there were a number of manufacturers, including American Motors and other brands that offered all-wheel drive, but Ford had a version of their Tempo from 87 to 91 with all-wheel drive, and again, this was taken from your sister publication, unlike some of the American Motors models, which were really jacked up high in the air, you really couldn't tell a ride height difference with this Tempo.
No, you really couldn't. It was an interesting thing for Ford to do, and the Tempo, which is sort of the butt of jokes now, actually sold incredibly well back in the day, and they were moving hundreds of thousands of these out of the factory door at the time. So for them to experiment with some special version of the vehicle is not so strange, and they built an all-wheel drive version for model year. And it's worth noting, too, at the time that was fairly experimental. At the time, Subarus were not committed to all-wheel drive either. It was available on their cars, but not every car had it. And we remember, too, that right around this time, Pontiac was doing an all-wheel drive version of the 6000 in their STE.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
And everyone kind of thought they needed to be in this market, but they didn't quite know how the market was willing to pay for it or if they wanted it. And the Tempo turned out to be kind of a sales dud. So if you find one now, you're looking at something extremely rare.
And speaking of extremely rare, let's go back to 1986. What was going on in 1986? Let's stop and think. Who was president? Ronald Reagan was president. What was going on otherwise? The Red Sox lost the World Series to the Mets because the ball went through Bill Buckner's legs. What else happened in 1986 of note? out. I'm sure a ton of things happen for lots of folks, but you're putting together the five most forgotten vehicles of 1986, being a music guy. The rock group Boston from my hometown of Boston released finally their third album after releasing two in the 1970s to huge success. They came through with Third Stage, which had the number one song in 1986, a ballad called Amanda. So I remember that quite well. Let's talk about some of these forgotten vehicles. You've got some great ones up here. Lee Iacocca was at the helm of Chrysler at this time, and Lee never won to ever stop thinking about a potential opportunity, decided to roll out a limousine model. It was called the 1986 Chrysler Limousine.
Yeah, this is, when you look back on the silliest things that ever happened in the auto industry, this car is probably in the top 10, because this is essentially a Chrysler K car, you know, a Reliant or an Aries that had been stretched, something like 20, 30 inches to make one of the most bizarre looking limousines ever made. And it looks a little bit like a limo if you squint, but then you realize it's incredibly narrow, strangely long, and the addition of just a giant amount of vinyl on the roof does nothing to make this thing look formal or sophisticated.
And only 138 limousines were built for 86, which explains why you don't see them. You'd have a hard time finding one of those. Here's an interesting car from Audi, the Audi GT, with a base price of $15,250, heralded by Consumer Guide editors for its best-in-class steering. The Audi Coupe GT combined a lot of great attributes, but it never really won over the American car-buying public. The big question is, let's see, the GT came only with a 2.2-liter five-cylinder. There were those years where Audi was stuck on five-cylinders, made it to either a five-speed manual or three-speed automatic. But did this have quattro? That is the question.
I do not believe that this was available in quattro. That's a great question.
Yeah.
I don't happen to recall it. And the funny thing is, it was based on the legendary quattro rally car. That's where this interesting shape comes from, which was filled with a turbocharged engine and all-wheel drive and a shortened wheelbase, and it was doing so well at Pikes Peak and in other rally conditions. But yeah, the quattro, I think this was just front-wheel drive. I'm sorry, the GT, I think, was just front-wheel drive.
Yeah, they talk about a marketing mistake. They should have emulated it and made more of those all-wheel drive variants. When we come back, we've got a couple of more interesting vehicles from 86 to talk to you about, and a couple of more test drives around the bend. This is Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Don't go away.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Kevin from PaintEducation.com. To those of you who have made us America's Auto Body and Restoration Coach, thank you. And if you haven't, visit us at PaintEducation.com and learn from the new free automotive restoration videos we've got on our homepage. PaintEducation DVDs can now be downloaded or streamed, so you don't have to wait for or pay for shipping. We'll give you the same great tech support, so you can earn the right to say, I did it myself. Whether it's a modern or classic restoration, you can do it. And PaintEducation shows you how at PaintEducation.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507. 877-207-0707.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Tom Appel is with us. He is the publisher of Consumer Guide, and we're checking out the Daily Drive at ConsumerGuide.com and talking about a really funny story that Tom put together about forgotten vehicles from 1986, the five most forgotten ones. We have told you about the Chrysler Limousine. We told you about the Audi Coupe GT. And now we need to tell you about a vehicle that Joe Isuzu would have been peddling. This is the iMark. And talk about whenever I get the opportunity, I love talking to designers, Tom. I don't know if you feel the same, but when I get to interview designers, it's always a treat. And one of the questions that I always tend to ask is about design style, and just about every one of them says it's all about proportions. And if there ever was a vehicle that had absolutely nothing to do with proportions, it's this 1986 Isuzu iMark. Talk about an all over the place design.
Yeah, it is kind of strange. It's as if four shapes were just pressed together to make a compact car. Really, this is borderline subcompact because cars have gotten so much bigger since then. But the Isuzu iMark, first of all, I don't think anyone remembers this car, which is why I made the list.
Yeah.
But what's fame, what it might be most famous for is for becoming a car that sold a little bit better, which was the Chevrolet Spectrum.
Yeah.
It was adopted by Chevrolet and sold as one of their captive imports later in both Chevy and Geo form. But as an Isuzu, I don't think anyone remembers this very strange-looking car.
Here's another Isuzu on the list that I do remember because I like this car, and the reason why, it was designed by an Italian designer. This was not an ugly-looking Isuzu. It was actually quite a striking-looking Isuzu, sold from $11,149 to $13,499. It was called the Isuzu Impulse, and it had a modern intercooled turbocharged engine, rear-wheel drive, and double wishbone front suspension. That was pretty cool stuff for its day.
Yeah, it really was. And this is a car that was no bigger than a Volkswagen Scirocco. It sported rear-wheel drive and available turbocharged engine. It was really quite an interesting performance car. It was a little expensive for the segment it played in, but probably not expensive for the performance that was there. And as you mentioned, I completely agree with you. I thought this car was absolutely flat-out gorgeous.
Yeah, very, very well done. And then Volkswagen comes through in 1986 with a very bland, hodgepodge, large design here. Volkswagen Quantum. Volkswagen has always seemed to struggle, in, as you point out, in the mid-size class segment here in the U.S. It just seems like, you know, with the exception of... I like the CC. I know it's a compromised vehicle because it's kind of a four-door coupe-esque vehicle, but in all honesty, I can't think of any mid-size Volkswagens that have done very well.
No, they never seemed to do well in that segment, and the Quantum was such an interesting example of a vehicle. Audi was doing just fine selling the Audi 4000, and the Quantum was really mechanically an Audi 4000, just sort of cheaped up a little bit to sell at Volkswagen prices. And dynamically, it was just fine, but the public just stayed away from this car. And to look at the styling here, it kind of looks frumpy, like Volkswagen wasn't trying that hard. Like somehow the process of going from Audi to Volkswagen necessarily had to make this thing look kind of drowsy.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good way of putting it. It definitely looks drowsy. Uninspired would be another term that I would throw at it. And just overall, a little bit funky. Let's talk about some other vehicles that you guys have been in recent times, including, go back in time a little bit here and talk about some of the vehicles that you got behind the wheel of in the month of May. We mentioned it last week, but I got a couple of follow-up questions about it. It's the Niro from Kia, and you made the comment that, you know, they're really not pushing this as a hybrid vehicle. It's a future architecture for not only hybrids but also electric vehicles. But in present form, this is the question I got here from Betty. Betty is listening in Kentucky. Thank you, Betty. She sent me this a week or so ago, and when I got you back, I was going to ask you this because I'm not up to speed on this particular vehicle. Tom, is the Niro in fact a hybrid? It's my understanding. I think it is, right?
Yeah, Niro is a conventional hybrid and a very good one. It would also be a plug-in hybrid, and eventually it'll be a full electric vehicle. So they will sell all three versions of that vehicle. And this will exactly parallel what Hyundai is doing with the Ioniq, which is mechanically identical to this vehicle. Different body styles, different pricing, different marketing, but the Ioniq and the Niro share core architecture and core mechanical bits. So those vehicles will be similar, but the first version of the Niro that Consumer Guide has tested is simply a regular conventional hybrid vehicle.
Excellent. Another great story here. Let's see if we can get through them quickly. 1986, the five cheapest American cars of 1986. This is going to shock a lot of folks. But let's begin at the beginning here and see if we can roll through this quickly. Believe it or not, let's see. the Chevrolet Chevette was still alive. I can't believe it. This is equipped with AM and automatic transmission. The Chevrolet Chevette at 7,087 dollars. Boy, it. I had a radio friend. This was his first car. He used to call it his vet. Leaving out the
shop. Someone
vet.
Who did that same thing. Referred to his Chevette as the vet.
So that was an inexpensive car for its day. 5645 for the three-door hatchback, AM radio, AM FM, pardon me, $82 extra over your standard AM. The Pontiac 1000, which is very much related to the Chevette, a little bit more expensive, $5749. The really unusual Renault AMC Alliance vehicle, at $75.99, this was a three-door coupe, but AM/FM radio key would set you back $192. Air conditioning $685. Automatic transmission $469. Destination $358. That was an interesting time there. That Renault AMC Alliance. Remember that Renault Fuego? Remember that vehicle?
Yeah, so we have a feature story about that. One of our guys, Don, had actually owned a Fuego back in the day, and he chronicles with tears in his eyes how much money it cost him to keep that car on the road.
This was the dawn of the Escort around this time. The Ford Escort coming in at $7,601. The base model $6,052. But if you add in all those goodies, AM/FM radio, the air conditioning, the automatic transmission, destination, the Escort served a lot of people well. Won't make fun of it too much. The sibling on the Mercury side, the Lynx, a little bit more expensive, $7,812. Was that because you got a little bit more of that upscale Mercury glamour along with your Lynx?
It was things like color keyed seat belts and actual padded floor mats, I think, were the big Mercury upgrades of the day.
And I think it's interesting, the picture that you posted here of the 86 Mercury Lynx is in black and white, and you've got a guy and a girl, a husband and wife, theoretically, and a little one, could be a little boy or a little girl here, cut a little indecisive there. I'm going to guess it was a little boy. But none of them are looking at the car. I mean, the wife is gazing off like, why did I marry this guy? And the father is being very attentive to the son, and the son is just glued to whatever he's looking at there. But take a look at that wife stare. I've seen that wife stare. Yeah, or I can't believe I walked down the aisle with this guy. I mean, either one. So all kinds of great stuff from Tom Appel and the folks at Consumer Guy. Anything hot in the Consumer Guy garage that we can look forward to reading about in the coming days and weeks?
Actually, we just spent some time with the Ram Power Wagon, which is their beefy all-wheel drive version of the Ram 2500 three-quarter ton vehicle. So we've got that coming. I think I pulled a muscle stepping up into that vehicle. So that vehicle owes us a good review, so we'll have that up soon.
Very good. In the meantime, everybody check out ConsumerGuide.com. Tom, thank you for your time.
My pleasure. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you. That will do it for this hour of Auto World. Whether you're moving your classic car to its new home, transporting your car collection, or selling a car at auction, McAllister's Auto Transport should be your first choice. Our enclosed trailers are custom designed to ensure your antique, exotic, classic, or daily driver is handled with the same attention to detail you provide. We have been committed to delivering excellence every day for over 72 years and would be happy to provide you with a quote. Call McAllister's today at 800-748-3160 or visit our website for more details.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. AutoWorld.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theocarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.